Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. 248-539-9797, open lines. All right, salvaging seasons. Gator, it's kind of our modus operandi, right? Things look like crap. Can they get better? Sure. Usually they can. We didn't do a lot of salvaging with the Tigers this past year. It was kind of a hopeless situation. Red Wings, their previous season, kind of a hopeless situation. We're looking for a pivot, though. A pivot for Michigan and Michigan State. Let's start with the Spartans, because they've been sort of off the radar with the bye last weekend. Can this season pivot? Okay, let me give you the answer as to why. The answer is yes. Due to a weird, weird scheduling anomaly, Michigan State will go from October 12th to November 9th and play exactly one football game. In the middle of the season, they basically get a month off. Not really, because they got one game, but a bye week, Penn State, a bye week, Illinois. 4 week stretch between the Wisconsin game and the Illinois game, one game. You can do a lot in that time. First of all, you can health up.
Well, that needs to happen.
Secondly, is you can dedicate a ton of time to fundamentals, a ton of time to changing what you're doing.
And recruiting.
Yes. Well, I'm just talking about pivoting this season.
I know. I'm just looking at all things.
I would think that there is an opportunity for Michigan State to go a month and just practice, focus, and really be able to it. And because you're not game planning for two of those weeks. I mean, you can if you choose, but you can use the week after the Wisconsin game and the week after the Penn State game to just focus on what this team's issues are as deemed by the coaching staff.
Well, absolutely, you can. And I'm sure that they are trying to address the problems with this team. Health is of chief concern when it comes to the offensive line. The offensive line is the number one concern on this team, I think. And looking at the depth chart for this week, A.J. Okurie is back on the depth chart as a backup at left tackle to Tyler Higbee. But it's news because he's been off the depth chart altogether for a while here with injuries. And he would typically be the number two left tackle, but they're starting the number three left tackle in Tyler Higbee. So that's a little sign that he's getting healthier there. On the defensive side of the ball in the depth chart, there's a couple of freshmen that make their first marks here on the defensive end spot. Michael Fletcher, a true freshman, and Adam Berghorst, a true freshman. Both guys are far down the depth chart, but at least they're on it. So you're starting to see some movement there. Shakur Brown, a defensive back with Michigan State, he's on the depth chart again. He's missed a lot of time lately with Michigan State as well. Health is huge. Being able to run the football is huge, too. It's been a staple of Michigan State football forever, much like it's been a staple of Michigan football forever. And Michigan State has not been able to run the ball effectively for several years here. Elijah Collins looks like he's a back that could be, I don't think he's a special back, but I think he's a capable back. And a guy that has a little shake to him and he's got some decent high-end speed too. But they've got open holes for him. This is the part of the game Michigan State, it's killing him. Going from first and 10 to second and 9 is not moving forward. And it seems like it happens all too often, or second and 8, or second and 12 because a guy gets hit in the backfield, or second and 10 because they decide to throw one that just Lewerke is wildly inconsistent. You know, the two areas I hope they worked on for fundamental sake is the run game, and secondly, somehow tried a way to get Lewerke comfortable in throwing the football again and throwing it accurately, because he's been very inaccurate this year. There are times when he looks like, wow, that's a really good pass, and the next pass he'll throw throw it a yard behind a receiver and you're in peril of it getting picked off.
I feel like I've seen it before. And by that, I've seen it. I don't mean with the Lewerke. I saw it happen with Devin Gardner. As his career went on, there was a PTSD. I mean, at one point, I think Michigan was 110th in the country in TFLs and tackles for loss in the Gardner era. And I think he got rattled. And I think it might be happening to Lewerke here a little bit. But again, a month off, month with one game, I think you can do some things.
Right. Now, well, that includes next week is the week off. Next week.
Would salvaging a season here, I mean, obviously everybody would say win five games, but is beating Michigan in the big house? I mean, obviously right now at 4-3, you don't count yourself out of a Big Ten race until you're officially 100% eliminated, but is beating Michigan at the big house mixed in with, you know, another loss here or there, a salvaged season?
Yeah, I think always beating Michigan is one of your goals. But for Michigan State right now at 4-3, I mean, would you take an 8-4 season if you beat Michigan, meaning you'd probably lose to Penn State? I'm not thrilled. I mean, I thought this could be a good year for Michigan State, a really good year for Michigan State, and it hasn't been. Same problems last year creeping up this year. Offensive issues, and it starts with the offensive line. They've scored more points this year, although not lately. They've scored 10 points in the last two games, but they've also played two really, really good teams and top 10 teams against Wisconsin and Ohio State. It would mean so much if they could defend home field advantage and win Saturday against Penn State. That would go so far to helping this team out. I think they're planning on having a pretty good recruiting weekend this weekend with a lot of recruits coming in for visits. You get the week off after it. Lay all the cards out on the table to beat Penn State. Do everything in your power to beat Penn State. I really think that's more of a focus than worrying about a few weeks after that against Michigan. Beating Michigan would be awesome. Don't get me wrong. Beating Penn State this week, this is a top 10 team, number 6 in the country. You've got an opportunity here to really get some confidence back, get that mojo back, and then heal up another week. Just go out and take it if you can.
All right. As far as Michigan, is the season salvageable? So the on-the-field stuff, the question is, did they turn a corner offensively in recent weeks? Nobody was impressed when they... Very few were impressed when they put up big offensive totals against Rutgers and Illinois. Penn State has a top 10 defense, and they put up the most points anybody's put up against Penn State. It put up over 400 yards of offense. And they didn't let Penn State sack their quarterback. Penn State, I think, had 27 sacks going into that game, and they got to Shea Patterson once. Defensively, Michigan held Penn State to its lowest total of the year, but too many big plays. When I say big plays for Michigan, they need more of them offensively, and they need to give up fewer of them defensively. It seems like in big games, they give up big plays defensively, but they are not a very explosive offense, and it's hard. It's hard to drive 80 yards every time, piece together a drive every time, where you just keep churning the chains. You need to be more explosive, and they're just not a very explosive offense. And I actually talked to Josh Gattis tonight, and I'm going to ask him about it specifically for the pregame show, but I'll bring it back to the air. How do you create more of those explosive plays? Because it feels like they've got some explosive playmakers, specifically at the wide receiver spot. Maybe we overplayed that card. But is Michigan getting better, specifically offensively, to go with what I will describe comfortably as a capable defense? It's not an elite defense. I think they've had them. I think this is a good defense, but not an elite great defense. But if they can prove to be better offensively, and if you want something that makes you feel better, teams Michigan has struggled against this year, Wisconsin, Iowa, Penn State, all in the tops in the country in total defense. Notre Dame's in the 30s. Correction, Notre Dame's 41st in total defense. So, you know, I think we'll know. I think we'll have a good idea Saturday if they've turned it around offensively. And then what can be accomplished? I mean, I hate to say this because it feels like a cop-out. Anything short of winning the final five games, I think people will be upset. If they win the final five, that includes wins over Notre Dame, Michigan State, and most importantly, Ohio State. But that's I don't know. Is 4-1 with a win over Ohio State, a 9-3 season with a win over Ohio State, are people going to be happy? Probably not, but at least they check the OSU box. I mean,
that box would be huge.
Yeah, it might come down to just that when it's all said and done. But
if you're checking that box,
probably means you're playing
too
much
far,
better.
I don't want to look too far ahead at that. You know, if they win that game with other
circumstances. But we're talking about can the season be salvaged. That would be...
Salvaging the season is just winning out, period.
Yeah.
Forget about losing a game. Winning out is salvaging the season because you're building off of something there. Because then you would have checked off the box of beating Ohio State. You would check off another box of beating a top 10 team in Notre Dame. You'd check off another box and beating your rival in Michigan State. The one thing Michigan has going for them in the final five games of the season is they play their top three rivals in the final five games of the season.
It will feel a lot different if they win out, but even if they don't win the Big Ten, because right now, obviously, fans are pretty disappointed. Disappointed.
Do you think the schedule does them any favors here by having a Notre Dame game in late October as opposed to playing them early on? Because it's a non-Big Ten game.
Do I feel like it does them any favors? Sort of no, but sort of yes. Yeah. Michigan needs like a win for their soul. I think the fan base needs a big game win, and I do think this is a winnable game.
It's winnable,
but it feels like the program, the fan base, they need a game. So maybe it comes along at the right time. And you know, it's a real, I talked to a lot of Michigan fans who are like, you know what? They didn't win the game and I'm obviously disappointed, but it felt like they played a lot better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.